Okay, everybody. Do you know what yesterday was? First person who says October 15th gets a smack. Yesterday was the first ever Blog Action Day. An activist group asked bloggers around the world to post at least one specific topic on this one specific topic, making the plea on their website and through YouTube videos like this.
What will you be doing on
October
15th?
What will you be doing on October 15th?
For over 6,000 bloggers from all around the world, October 15th is Blog Action Day.
So what did you do? Did you notice, Luke?
Yes. I was
You
riveted
did.
to my blog
Well, here's the deal.
machine.
All these bloggers wanted everybody to write about one topic, the environment. So you had Lifehacker putting out a call to its readers for tips on simple things people can do to tread more lightly on the earth. On Unclutter, another blog, there was advice on cleaning your refrigerator coils. The big question is, did this work? Did this call to action lead to sending a mass message? Now, Technorati is a search engine and a blog aggregator. Its chief marketing officer, Peter Hirschberg, joins us on the phone. Hey, Peter.
Good morning.
So how big a presence was Blog Action Day on Technorati?
Well, yesterday, the term Blog Action Day itself shot up from kind of a background of, oh, say, 400 posts a day talking about it in the week leading up to it, and maybe just 30 a day before that. On the 15th, there were about 1,500 posts specifically calling it out, and about 5,500 that used that term. So that's a pretty big rise over the background. But then if you simply look at posts that were using the word environment, they were hanging in there at around 6,000 posts a day in the days leading up to this. So it looked like leading into Blog Action Day, an awful lot of awareness had been created.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. We actually got a post on our blog about Blog Action Day. Someone wrote, "I invented a new word, Blog Act, for blogging plus activism. I give an example of it on my blog. Would love to hear from all you blog actors." So do you think this actually worked in terms of getting the word out, or at least getting the word out about that you can create these sort of mass events?
I think, Blog Action Day is the number one search on Technorati at this hour. So so clearly, in terms of what's on people's minds and looking for something, it rose over the noise. And since it's the number one search, that means word got out and people got curious. On the other hand, people blog about the environment so much and so often. If you simply look at the word environment against the background of kind of the word environment over the last few months, there wasn't that much of a change, because on any given day, politics, the environment, and technology are such popular topics in technology. So I think what this did was, within an awful lot of focus in the environment, it probably got an awful lot of those people talking about it, because if you do a search on Blog Action Day, it just goes on and on and on, because there were tens of thousands of people who actually wrote about that term. There's 97,000 blog posts about the term Blog Action Day, going back over the last few months.
Yeah, probably a better control group to see if this kind of thing would actually work would be like to blog. Everybody's blogging about peanut butter tomorrow, or just some odd
actually,
term.
Actually, tomorrow is Peanut Butter Action Day. Coincidentally, you would bring that up.
The blogger Scoble one day actually wanted to do that experiment, and he made up a word that did not exist. A word so unique it could not have been in a search engine. And he basically told bloggers, start using this as a tag in your blog. Everybody start using it. And indeed, all of the world search engines realized whatever this was, it was important. So it isn't that difficult for a number of bloggers to actually create a change of attention in the blogosphere, because things can move quickly. But in this case, it really wasn't so much gaming as bloggers picked up the concept, we should talk about this. The other interesting thing is an awful lot of the conversation was meta. That is to say, an awful lot of this is about Blogger Action Day, as opposed to, say,
about the environment,
my refrigerator. Right,
yeah.
Because if you do a search on Blogger Action Day, most of them say, yesterday is Blogger Action Day, today is Blogger Action Day, we better talk about the environment. Of course, underneath that, people are talking about the environment. It points out how easy it is to get people focused, motivated, and able to do these things. And yet the blogosphere itself is so big that if you have a topic that's pretty popular, you're almost focusing that energy, because, the blogosphere cares deeply about the environment, and that's been going on for a while. But certainly Al Gore's film began the long march of that was, one of the top memes.
I guess what I'm wondering, I can't help but think of Howard Dean when I hear about this kind of thing, which is a sort of online, discussion of something or someone. And then I wonder if it ever jumps off the computer and into the real world. I mean, does it really do any good in terms of these environmental causes to have all these people talking about it, or does it just stay in the world of binary code?
The blogosphere can have huge impacts on the offline world. You know, if bloggers find out a story, whether it was the Swift Boat scandal or the stuff that you know, unseated 60 Minutes or bloggers finding out that a particular advertiser is doing something inauthentic, that stuff is picked up by mainstream media as, look, that's news, and it can have enormous impact. You know, it had impacts on the composition of the Senate on the political races. In this case, when the conversation is, hey, let's talk about the environment, you know, the blogosphere's force is to suddenly get people to pay attention and do something. But the call to action here is basically talk about the environment. If the call to action was to expose some terrible environmental fraud or something like that, then the question is, you know, would you bring about action? So the blogosphere is really good at bringing about action, but if the event is to go talk about something, when it comes up in front of mainstream media to decide, hey, is this a page one item, they may look at this and say, well, this is more of an experiment in creating attention than in a particular change.
Did you see any post on any blog about the environment specifically linked to Blog Action Day which you thought was particularly effective?
I mean, I think the most effective thing was the degree to which it was being used so much. And then if we actually zeroed down, the other interesting thing you saw was an awful lot of the most authoritative blogs, you know, the top ones were talking about it. So since the top of the blogosphere commands so much attention from mainstream media, I think the very fact that was focused is something that really mattered.
And finally, who were these people who started Blog Action Day? Do we know who's behind the curtain?
The people behind the curtain here?
Yes.
Blog Action Day was a group that was created, and I'm actually on the site right now to go tell you about them. They call themselves an international initiative of bloggers known as Blog Action Day, and they basically went off and signed up a lot of the top blogs who signed up others, and it was co-founded by a guy named Collis Tade, who was an Australian blogger from freelancewitch.com. So one of the other interesting points here is, you know, it's very easy in the blogosphere for an idea to start down under, pick up the support of people like Greenpeace, the Nature Conservancy, the National Wildlife Federation, and others, and then get the word out.
And start from the top down. Start with the big blogs and let it trickle on down.
Well, I think once they got the word out, they got, you know, they knew that the word would get to everybody, and then what they wanted to do was make sure that the big blogs were kind of spreading the word. But it looks like across the blogosphere, if you cared about the environment, this was on your mind yesterday.
Peter Hirschberg is the Chief Marketing Officer of Technorati, the search engine and blog aggregator. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sound like Blog Action Day was a semi-success, for the first one anyway.
I feel like if you could look into that guy's head, it would be a series of circuits and wires just moving numbers around. That guy knows more about who's looking at what than anyone. Thanks to him.